Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumais, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Misha haya peirois av bamagura. Someone had his peirois in his storage place for tfua. Let's first touch the words and we'll go back and explain. Benosin Sala ben Levi gave a saw of it to a Levi, usala ani, and a saw to a poor person. Mafrish at shmeinah saw of a eichlan. You can separate up to 8 saw from these peirois in the storeroom and eat them. Divi remeir zehaltre meir v'chachamim. The chachamim say, eina mafrish el lefi cheshben. You want to eat from what's in the storage house here in the Magura? Can only be according to the Cheshbin of what we know still exists. So we just touched the words, but what are we talking about? What is the case? What is happening over here? There are a lot of different shatim in this Mishnah. Let's first understand it according to how the Batanur explains it. There's a worker who's a Talmud Chacham. He's a Chaver. That means he's certified as someone who's careful with Trumas and Masters. He works for a balabas who's an Ama Aretz. The balabas provides food. Let's say it's time for breakfast. Now, the worker sees the balabas taking Tfua from his storage house and giving it to a Levi and giving it to an Ani. He doesn't see him give Truma Gadela to the Kayin, but generally the Amiratsim were not accused of not taking off Truma. They used to take off Truma. Our greater concern is Maestris, but here he gave food to a Levi, gave food to an Ani. L'chayr, that was Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. So, l'chayr, this worker can rely on the fact that his balabas did give Meiseris, and now he can enjoy his breakfast. But how much can he eat? Zakhtar Meir, if you saw him give, let's say, a saw, again, a saw is a measurement, to the Levi, and a saw to the Ani. So, if you have 10 saw, you have to take off a saw and give it to the Levi for Meiser Rishon. Remember, he already took off Truma. You have to take off another saw and give it to the Ani. The truth is, it's a little bit less than a saw, because the Maaser Ani is 10% of what's left after you took off the saw and gave it to the Levi. But for keeping things as simple as possible, let's say he gave a saw for the Levi and he gave a saw for the Ani. So Mistam, he gave it as Maaser. That means that approximately 8 saw in this treasure house has already been corrected. It's no longer tevel. So enjoy your breakfast. Or there's a bunch of workers that can all enjoy their breakfast, but they have to keep cheshbon. They have up until 8 sa. Divi Rav Meir zehaltre meir. Whereas the chachamim say ainam mafrish el lefi cheshbon. No. You eat your breakfast. Aye, but he gave the Levi and the Ani much more than just 10% of our breakfast. We have to worry that the rest was tamam matana that he gave to the Levi and the Ani. I can't just assume it was all Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, like Rav Meir says. Rather, that suda that you were supposed to eat, we're going to assume that he had in mind for Maaseris, but you can't assume any more. Let's chaz over the Mishnah according to the first pshat in the Bat Tanura. Mishay Peroisu b'Megura, someone had his peiros in the storage house. The owner is an Am Aretz, the worker is a Chaver. He wants to eat his meal. Normally he can't rely on the balabas. Although we're not worried about the Truma. They all gave Truma. The problem is that he gave the proper Maaseris, but he sees that Nosson saw Leben Levi, saw the Ani, that he gave a saw both to the Levi and to the Ani, and he took it from the storage house. So I'm going to assume that the Balabas made a Cheshbin. He said, I'm giving Maaser here. So if he had 10 saw, he took off a tenth, he gave it to the Levi, took off another tenth, and gave it to the Ani. Even though for the Ani, it would be a drop less, but this is what we understand he did. Assuming that's what he did, so very good. Mafrishat shmoyne saw and v'achlan. Then he can eat, based on this, 8 saw from this storage house of Tfuah. Because if these 2 saw went for the Levi and for the Ani, from Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, and I'm not worried about Truma, so I know I'm covered for the next 8 saw that comes out of the Magura. Divi, Reb Meir, Zehalt Reb Meir. Whereas v'chacham v'maimrim einay mafrish, the worker cannot assume that he can take from the treasure house, el lefi cheshbon. Only according to the cheshbon of the peiros that he wants to eat now by the balabais. Because I'm going to assume that the balabas did have in mind for what he's eating now, for this meal. That part should be maaseris, but the rest that he gave to the Levi, who says he gave it as maaseris, maybe part of it is a gift. The rest that he gave to the Ani, who says he gave it as maaseris, maybe it was a gift. Second shot We're not talking about a worker who's a Talmud Chacham and a Balabas who's an Am Haaretz. We're talking about a person who gave Tusa, a for sure Tevel, to a Levi and an Ani. And his Kavana was, here Levi, here's your Meiser Rishon, here Ani, here's your Meiser Ani. He wants to be Matir, the Peiros, in his storage house. But when he gave the Sah to the Levi and the Sah to the Ani, his kavanah wasn't that it should become Maisa right there and then. Now, it could be he didn't have enough yet over here for the whole storage house. He was just looking to be Mesakin. Eitzah in the storage house. And he wasn't sure yet which Eitzah is going to be Mesakin. Whatever the case may be. So he physically gave the Tvua to the Levi and to the Ani, but he had in mind it should become Maisa at one point, but not yet. Then he comes in and they figure out, okay, that's going to be Meiser for these Eitzah. So we would love to run out and meet the Levi and the Ani and say, okay, what you have now is now Meiser. The problem is the Levi and the Ani didn't wait around. They're gone. And they took the Meisers with them. And the Balabas does not know if these two saw are still around. He saw the Levi, he saw the Ani. He quickly said, here's a saw for you, here's a saw for you. Let me go in now and count up Eitzah. He figures out, okay, these Eitzah are going to become fixed now. He runs out, they're gone. Reb Meir holds, you can assume that the Tusah are still around. They weren't eaten yet. And therefore, you can pick your Eitzah over here and say that's fixed. The Chachamim hold, how do you know? Maybe it was eaten. Maybe it was lost. Maybe part of it was lost or eaten. And you don't have a whole Eitzah now when the Meiser is about to be Chal. When you give Meiser, and you say, I want it to be Meiser, that's fine. The Levi could eat it and enjoy it. And you can eat your Tfuah 6 months later. The problem over here is, he didn't want the Meiser to be Chal yet, until he figures out what the Meiser is for. And now that he wants the Meiser to click into place, we don't know if it exists any longer. That's what the Machloikis is in our Mishnah. Reb Meir says, look, there's something called a Chazaka de Mi'ikara. As far as we know it exists, we assume it continues to exist. And the Chachamim are concerned. So once again, let's see the Mishnah according to this second Mishnah of the Batanur. Mishnah Peraisa b'Megura, we're not talking about a worker who's a Talmud Chacham and a Balabas who's not Maritz. That's not the case here. Stam, a person has Peiros in his storage house of Tfuah. Nosan Sala ben Levi, gave a Sala to a Levi, Sala Ani, thinking, okay, I don't know exactly what it's going to fix yet, so I don't want the Meiser to click into place it. I just want him to have it when I decide that's going to be Meiser. You can continue, according to the Cheshbin, to say, okay, I have eight saw of this Megura, is now fixed. I want it to be for these eight saw. Okay, so that saw to the Levi was 10%, to the Ani was left of the 10%. Great, I want it to click into place. But they're not here. How do you know they didn't eat it yet, before you decided to make it Meiser? It's not a problem. You can assume it's still around. Mafresh Hashmoyin the son, you can take an additional Eitzah from the storage house of Eichlan. Divrei Reb Meir Zehalt Reb Meir. Whereas the Chachamim say, you don't know if it's still around, and therefore ain't a Mafresh Alefi Cheshbon. If you know that some of it is still around, let's say you know a half a saw is still around from the Levi, and a half a saw from the Ani, fine, you can assume now four saw. If you don't know if any is still around, you can't assume anything. Only what you know still exists. That's what you can rely on to say that it was fixed from your storage house.